Just a wonderful shot from Mark Allen. Mark Allen plays his second shot, and that's a beauty as well.
Marco Allen, Allen.
Oh, terrific shot from Mark Allen.
Mark Allen couldn't have pitched it any closer to the edge of the green. A beautiful stop, super round of golf. Very mature performance. He does finish well.
Oh, I've just crashed, KB. I've just crashed.
Oh, jingos.
On Hungry for Sport, time to step onto the 18th green with the people's champion, Mark Allen.
Say Geronimo. Well, Mark Allen, of course, has been watching all the golf, of course, over the weekend. He's now at the skate park at the moment with his kids, and I reckon his kids, as they're going down the ramp, are saying, say Geronimo. Mark, as the people's champion, good morning.
Hello, KB. I know it's one of your life skills talks not to be on the skateboard, but no. They're on the scooters. I don't mind the scooters. Although, let me tell you this, there is one real tossbag type here who thinks the skate park's all to his own, and my kids, every once in a while, get the way he's carrying on with their deal. So you've got that going for you, this kind of sport. But anyway, hopefully it's only a little phase the kids are going through, and we'll get them a golf club in their hand pretty soon, or a tennis racket, or the footies up. Good fun. How are you, mate?
I'm going great, and I've been really keen to watch the golf on the weekend. Minji Lee at the moment is through 15, and she's leading by 4 shots.
Fantastic.
This is a great story. You can tell our fans she has been the best amateur player in the world. She's only recently turned professional, and everyone's predicted that, you know, maybe like a Lydia Ko, she's got the ability to become maybe number one in the world.
Yeah, look, KB, it wasn't this summer. It was the summer beforehand when she was in the last group on the final day for our, you know, basically our three biggest women's events. And she ended up winning the Vic Open from the last group. And the Masters, the Ladies Masters, and I think the Australian Open too, as an amateur, she was in the last group. Didn't win those two, but, you know, really showed what she's capable of. And I've been saying for a long time, and you know this, I think her swing's much better than Lydia Ko's. But as you and I both know, again, the swing's not everything. You've got to have it upstairs. And otherwise, you know, people like Adam Scott and Justin Rose would win every tournament. So for her to actually get a win early, and that's the key in so many aspects, whether it's your first win as a major or your first win on tour, you get that first win and things change. Your mental aspect changes on how good you are. And to see Minji Lee with the 4-shot lead, fingers crossed. I don't want to put the moz on her. But if she can just finish like a champion and win her first event on the big tour, that would be sensational.
Well, apart from Minji Lee, the other big performance on the weekend was by Rory McIlroy, who went out and shot a 61 in the third round, of course, of the Wells Fargo, and then backed it up today with another great round.
Well, yesterday was unbelievable. I'm not sure how many people turned the TV on Sunday morning just to have a quick look and see what was happening, but I turned it on and he just made his 10th birdie and he'd had about 3 holes to play. So there was a 59 watch happening at a golf course that's going to hold a major in 1999. This Quail Hollow golf course is tough enough and big enough and nasty enough that they're going to have the US PGA Championship there. But Rory McIlroy just played it like he was, you know, messing around. It's actually the venue where he had his very first win. And I think it was, you know, 2011, 2012 back then, his very first win on US soil. Since then, well, he's won 10 more. So I saw a stat go up on the telly that he's now won 11 tournaments before the age of 30, and that's a foreign player record. So if you're not American, he's won more tournaments before the age of 30 than anyone else. And we're talking about, you know, Gary Player, Adam Scott was up there, Ernie Els, of course. So just the biggest names in, I guess we'll call it international golf, seeing the US Tour is the dominant place to play the sport these days.
The good news is that Jeff Ogilvy tied for seventh, and Jeff's been a long way away from the leaders' board for a long, long time and really hasn't won for a long, long time. Well, he did win one event last year, but it was one of those strange events that seemed to be offshore, off-Broadway, I should say, where they had a strange name and there was no one playing there. But anyway, it was enough for him to actually win. But in terms of really challenging in tournaments where the good guys are playing, he's been a long way off the pace, but obviously finding maybe a bit of confidence.
Yeah, well, look, Martin Blake, who I think comes in Monday with Kerry, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
A little bit later. Martin Blake wrote a great article last week, and it was talking about the Australian putting woes. And he had Jeff Ogilvy on this. Yeah, we talk about the strokes gained putting. It's the best one. Don't worry about, you know, putts per green hit and regulation or putts per round. Those ones can be a bit skew-eff and misleading to who is actually the best putter. But the stat they have at the moment, putting gain, it's a beauty. It's the best way to do it. And, you know, you've got someone like Adam Scott who you know, some people were concerned. Some people were saying when he first put the short putter in his hand, he was going to be okay. But people who actually understand the game, we know it wears you down. He was about 200th on that list. And the other one, the man we're talking about, Jeff Ogilvy, like you say, finished seventh. He was in the 190s. So it's not hard to see. I mean, if you're 190th on that US tour in putting, well, there's only about 15 blokes behind you who are worse. So it doesn't matter how good you hit the golf ball from tee to green, you're going to struggle. And that's what we've seen with Jeff Ogilvy. Sounds like he's had a good putting week this week to finish seventh. And yeah, we know he's a great player. We know he can play. But Adam Scott's the real worry. And like Martin Blake's article said last week, he might have had a little honeymoon period with the short putter, but you know, for people that when it happened, for people that jump up and down and suggest that it was going to be smooth sailing, well, they just don't understand the game of golf. And the only the frail putters mentally. Yeah, they only have to see a few six-footers miss or the occasional two-and-a-half-footer miss, and it really affects them. And it really affects them because they know deep down that their putting technique isn't right, that they feel moves in their putting stroke when those moves shouldn't be there. So when I watch Adam Scott putt, you know, his head is doing some very strange things. And until he fixes that up, I don't think he can now. I think he's going to be a poor putter for the rest of his career.
Well, he missed the cut, of course, at this tournament as well. And I know that Rowan Dummett always said that he would never win a major because his putting was so bad. But as we know, when he went to the long putter, he was able to pull off what was a fantastic win and probably had a couple of chances to win a couple of British Opens as well. But now going back to the shorter putter at the end of the year, it may make it pretty tough. So it's going to be a real test for Adam Scott because, as you say, if you're just going on someone who swings the golf club, there's no better swing in the world.
No, there's none. Or Justin Rose, maybe. Justin Rose and Adam Scott, they're the two best golf swings in the world, as far as I'm concerned. Minji, I'll tell you what, KB, Minji Lee's up there. When I watch Minji Lee swing a golf club, I mean, I am so impressed watching her swing a golf club. It's not funny. Mm. Now, whether she's got, you know, if she had the mental capabilities of Lydia Ko, then I'd say that she'd be a better player. But, you know, the way Lydia Ko is going about business as the world number one, she's turned 18. I've got a feeling she's pretty strong mentally, KB.
Yeah, she finished 16th today, Lydia Ko. Now, Darkness, we've been told, Mark, has stopped play. So Minji Lee has a birdie putt in the morning on 16. So she's got to sleep on it tonight and come back and have a birdie putt before maybe she goes on to win for the first time on the USPGA.
She's still got the four-shot lead?
Still got the four-shot lead.
And a birdie putt.
And a birdie putt to come.
Basically two putts, two holes to play. I'm still not going to mother it, KB. I can't wait to find out tomorrow how she goes. But it'd be fantastic for our golf. Fantastic for her.
Look after those kids down at that skateboard park. As you know, I'm very, very concerned about skateboards and those parks. And I just want you to make certain that your kids get home in one piece today. So keep an eye on them, Mark.
I wouldn't let them down here. I wouldn't let them down here with just a skateboard. Mm. The scooters, I don't mind. I don't mind that one bit, to tell you the truth. So, good on you, KB. Hey, big show today. Dermot Brereton coming in the first hour. Rowan Conley after 6. And we'll have all the footy news. And I bet, hopefully, we might even have someone like Kevin Muscat on. Hopefully, fingers crossed, something magical happens.
Big show coming up with Mark and the Ox, of course. Always brought to you by Mercedes-Benz in Berwick. Craig Howard is the star down there. So, give him a call and mention Marco's name. Thanks, Marco.
See you, KB. Have a good day.